Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So the big question, are you boys getting another blizzard up there?
What we had today was actually lovely.
It was nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because it wasn't like sticky.
Is it over? Is it done?
It's still going.
It'll continue.
But it's not gonna schools aren't canceled.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, and Frederick?
I got a call from Wade this morning.
Wade Baird did he cancel school?
Jesus. Oh, wait a second. Let me get this. Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. Yeah. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll be back to you as conditions warrant.
Oh, so that was just really
didn't
just
say
a
anything.
That was just a pep talk.
Yeah.
Well,
loves a lot of Wade.
I would like to say to all of our New Hampshire friends that listen, even though there's weather up there, you still have to do your civic duty. Okay,
yes.
You have to give us some clarity on this this clown college that is the presidential primary season. So I'd be very curious to see what's going on. And is Donald Trump using the F word now? Is that what's happening?
No, he's telling people not to use the P word by repeating mm-hmm. the P word.
Mm. Ah, okay, I get it. Okay, very, very.
Primary?
We'll talk about that more.
Not that. Wow. Think cat. Oh, you know what I saw today? My favorite thing in the election so far.
Did he call Ted Cruz a pussy?
Well,
is that what he
do
did?
Do you want to actually hear how the tape went? Because what happened is someone in the audience said it.
Oh, great.
But this is how it goes. Let's go live to a Trump cam.
They asked Ted Cruz, serious question, well, what do you think of waterboarding? Is it okay? And honestly, I thought he'd say absolutely, and he didn't. He said, well, he's concerned about the answer because some people, she just said a terrible thing. You know what she said? Shout it out because I don't want to. Okay. You're not allowed to say.
I do love
and
that.
I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a pussy. That's terrible.
I mean,
what has happened to our America? My God,
that's a presidential candidate.
I do love that.
Do you think Lloyd Benson would do that?
What a great example, Lloyd Benson. Oh my God, we've come a long way from those days.
We really have.
Oh my God.
But my favorite thing thus far in the candidate, I saw this on Facebook this morning. Someone put up a thing where they morphed. Because people are talking about Ted Cruz's face and why people don't like his face.
Why they don't like my face.
And he morphed into Kevin from The Office. And I realized that it is not that far of a trip. Really, they changed his hair, essentially.
Yeah.
And they said, and it's so funny the way they presented it. They said, we have a computer-generated program of how he's going to look after aging 4 years in the presidency. And he morphs into Kevin from The Office. It really caught me off guard.
I don't know which way is up, which way is down. I am telling you that this is unquestionably the most unsettling political season I have ever seen in my life. I don't know. I am becoming by the day more uncertain of even my own politics, and I'm not kidding you about that. Not that I'm going to flip to the other side,
no,
I'm telling you, it is just strange to me. I used to be so sure of myself.
Yeah.
And I think, could this be the coverage of it? Could this be the Trump factor? I have no idea. All I know is that it's very, very strange. And, you know, people are pissed.
Yeah,
people are pissed on both sides.
Well, they've been pissed for a long time, too.
Establishment.
Right.
Right?
Right. They're
so
pissed at the establishment.
Bernie or Trump, baby.
Oh,
see what happens.
God. Or now you have former Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who has said that he might want to throw his
hat
into the ring.
Nobody likes someone that's late. I know this.
Don't you
for
know?
A fact.
When is the deadline
Don't
to get
you
in?
Know.
When is the deadline
what?
To get in?
What the whole thing?
Yeah. Because I mean,
I don't
it's
know.
Be, it's,
well, it's
be
not
close.
Like getting tickets to a show for God's
no,
sake.
No, I think
I
there's
know.
A cutoff date where you can't.
Well,
play.
You have to get there before the convention.
Right, certainly, so certainly.
Because if it's the convention, you know, I mean, you're not, if you're running as an independent, the conventions are irrelevant.
Wait, so Bloomberg, wouldn't he run as a Democrat?
No, he would run as an independent. He is not getting into the, it's too late already for the primaries.
Oh, it's too late. Even
psychologically, you would be saying, well, you know, it's nice to jump in at this point in time. You know, you think old Joe, number two at the White House, you think he's maybe thinking he made a mistake by not jumping in on
every
this?
Every time I see him in a flannel shirt, I think Bill Clinton is thinking about jumping in. I think he wants to do it.
And Bill Clinton has the thing that we like to call it poor skin maintenance down here in South Florida. And I see it quite often.
PSM?
And, PSM. You'll see it occasionally for men that are follically challenged, that have spent a great deal of time out in the sun, and you can look at the top of their head, and it requires a moonscape with scabs. That's what it is. And Bill Clinton's got the scabs. I am super, believe it or not, I know you might not think about this looking at me today as I sit here with the hat on and the hockey jersey, which screams lack of hygiene. I will tell you that today. Been dealing with a lot of stuff this morning. I will tell you this, that the issue that I am ever diligent about is putting the skin stuff, the
sunblock.
But I use a lotion. I use a Triple Protect Neutrogena men's lotion. And then I went to another product that has retinol in it. What the hell is retinol?
I think it was in Velamence, wasn't it? For the freshest
it's
breath
not
ever?
For acne,
retinol,
is it?
It's the active ingredient. Yeah, is it an active?
Well, I mean, I don't have acne. That's the last thing I want to worry
about.
You're
using retinol.
Look how clear your skin is.
Yeah, you look
But I look at the men. There, we have, when we talk about scabs down here in Cocoonville, we're not talking about people that are walking across a picket line.
No.
Am I right,
Lenny? No.
You know, Mike, you are a wonderful poster child for proper skin maintenance. Let me offer on the other side.
Haven't always been. But now down here, I realize of all the things I do,
you're closer to the sun down there. You're closer to the sun.
Well, I'm out in the sun a lot. I'm out in the sun a lot. And I do it. The only reason I'm successful is because I don't do it before I'm going out into what are you laughing at?
Just Mike with his hockey sweater on and the hat. He's like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he does. He looks a little bit like Happy Gilmore.
Do you like the hat? A listener gave me this hat. Do you like this?
Yes. Yeah.
People should know that it's a classic old-fashioned hockey sweater that has like the Aquaman tie. Yeah.
Somebody sent me this. Like I get Zelda. Things I wear. Look, you send me stuff, I wear it. I mean, I'm not proud.
You send it, I
don't care.
That's
you
his
send
policy.
It, I wear it. Yeah. That's my policy.
Policy.
That's what I'm running on.
But Mike, as you are the poster child for proper skin maintenance, I would like to offer a counterpart and no disrespect meant.
You mean a counterpoint?
A counterpoint.
My counterpart.
No, it would be your counterpart. Is that, and no respect to the recently deceased, but when I first
met. No disrespect?
To Dick Van Patten. His head.
So that would be no disrespect.
No disrespect.
Yeah.
But you jump on Oscar for these things, so I've got to call you on it too.
Now you got to get it.
How you doing today? You all right? You want a cup of coffee? You want a Mountain Dew?
I think we're all having a day.
How about? All right. Yeah. I think we're not having a day.
Well, I mean, 24 hours in a row, sure, it equals one day.
No.
But if you recall, Dick Van Patten did not maintain the top of his head, and it looked like they were ready to harvest Swedish fish up there.
Fresh off watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where Eileen Davidson and Vince Van Patten.
Oh, yes, they've been
Dick's
a couple
son,
for some time.
Go to Palm Springs, and they hung over the star that was on there. They have a Walk of Fame in Palm Springs, California, as well as L.A. And they went out there and they saw his star on the Walk of Fame. And I got verklempt. I did because Vince Van Patten was the son of Dick Van Patten, who was the only true Hollywood person that was plugged in that availed himself of interviews with us. He took us into his home.
Yes, he did.
And then he took us next door to Vince's house, and I was sad because
Dick was
this
a good man.
Year, it is weird, man. I mean, it is amazing. They're dropping like flies. Dick Van Patten was absolutely the real deal.
The nicest guy in the world.
I didn't say enough about him when he died. Let me do it now.
Okay.
Dick Van Patten was exactly what you got on television when he was playing like Eight is Enough.
He was Tom Bradford.
He was absolutely straight ahead and loved life and was just a super nice person. And of course, you know, he has the two shock jocks that come out there and go, hey, Dick, what's happening? We're going to go to your house. We actually brought a DAT recorder and recorded from his house, went to his tennis court, saw his little slam man in the backyard. He had like all these, the Van Patten boys.
I have the only clay court in Los Angeles County. He loves saying it.
And like Nels and Vince and Tito and all the Van Patten boys, you know, they had wall-to-wall ass walking through this house all the time because they were the darlings of Hollywood. And, well, you can see, I mean, he married the soap star, you know.
Yep.
He is, and now he's doing the World Poker Tour. But Vince was as nice a guy. That's one of the things that I love. He is so real on that Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because he doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't care. He's been part of a famous family since he was 4 years old.
Yeah,
and he just doesn't get fazed by it.
He's
by all
actually
this stuff.
Slumming by being on the show.
Yeah, oh yeah,
he's slumming by being on the show, and you can tell like he supports his wife.
Yes,
but he rolls in and he's like, "Hey, how are you? Okay, great to see you. Okay, bye.
See you
and
later."
And he walks out of the frame, and that's what he does.
Do
it's
you
great
remember
to watch.
How jaded the whole family was to feminine beauty to a point where there was an autographed picture in Dick's house? Dick Van Patten said, "That's Yasmin Bleeth."
I remember that picture. Remember that picture
said,
on his wall.
This is exactly what he said. That's Yasmin Bleeth. Vince dated her. She was pretty, too.
Yes.
Like, yeah, she was pretty. She was
they
Yasmin
all were
Bleeth.
Hottie. Yes. They were all hotties.
Of course.
And, he was something else. You know, Dick Van Patten actually flew across the country, participated in our donkey basketball game to charity. Rob Spiewak had the pleasure of taking Dick Van Patten out to the Chinese restaurant that we like so
Peking
bad.
Peking Gourmet.
And he loved every minute of it. He was just a sweet, wonderful guy. There's nothing that was fake in that. There wasn't a phony bone in his body. And that, you know, it was weird to describe how he, there was a level of, and I'm saying this only in the nicest possible way.
Right.
There was a level of obliviousness.
Yes,
that
he didn't sweat the small stuff.
He was completely, like, not sweating all that Hollywood crap. And he's just like, hi, this is my house. I've got a tennis court. I play poker with Dom DeLuise. And he just floated. And he would go to the Playboy Club.
Yeah.
And he'd go to
the
Playboy
mansion.
Club.
Mansion.
The Playboy Mansion. And, you know, and he didn't care.
No.
He liked being in Hollywood. He loved it. He was a child star himself.
He was.
He lived in Hollywood his whole life. Hollywood was his home. Was his real home.
True
he
old
wasn't
school.
Clawing the whole time. He was old school. But he was a great guy. And you know what? I was watching that on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and I realized I did not pay the proper tribute to Dick Van Patten when he passed away because there have been so many celebrity deaths. And he was just, it was great. I was privileged to know the man. I was really, really thrilled that I had a chance to really get to know him. He was a good guy.
One of my favorite stories about him is when he came in to do donkey basketball, like all celebrities, he has a rider.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a complicated one, but it dictated.
Yeah, you got to fly him out a certain way.
First
you got to put
class.
Him up in a decent hotel.
And
they have to have that so that they get to, you know, to stay in a decent joint.
And there was storms, and so instead of landing at National, he landed at BWI, which is, you know, 40 miles further away.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is before cell phones and the internet, and I was panicked, and so I finally got him on the phone after they bussed him from BWI to his hotel, and I said, Mr. Van Patten, I'm so sorry that you had to take that bus ride. He says, nonsense, it was fun. We sang songs.
Just and the coolest. I guess what they said about what Vince said is that he would work always.
He would go to a
library opening. He actually, and that's why I think he was so accessible to the two DJs.
Yes.
And Dick Van Patten, this is the last thing I'll say about him. Dick Van Patten had the most marvelous thing that he did on his answering machine. He would leave a joke of the day.
Yes.
And he would tell a joke on his answering machine every day. And think about the brilliance of this back in the day. This was a Hollywood guy that did this, and I'm sure you don't have to answer your phone.
Right.
People can call, and you have to hear the joke of the day. You got to leave them a message, and it's a brilliant way to screen your calls.
Yes.
So that you don't have to worry about talking to everybody. What a wonderful, and his wife, Pat, who was a very sweet lady as well, and she's still with us. And, you know, to Vince, I was watching him stand over his star, and you can tell, as somebody who has lost a father, you could tell that Vince was having that moment. One of the things I don't care about on Real Housewives is when they bring the passing away of family members into the fray. I think that is an overwhelming violation. Absolutely, Oscar. I think it's an overwhelming violation of of what's the word I want to use? It's a violation of the trust that these loved ones had. They don't have a say in
that's right. They didn't sign up
in their name
the
and their
they
death
didn't.
Being public yeah. property. But with Vince's dad was a public figure, and he's and they're going to a Walk of Fame star. And that's how they did it. And it's very, very brief. And it was very, very cool. And you could tell that, you know, that Vince is banged up because his father was a life force. And it's
sure.
It's very, very, very sad. So, you know, let me give you an update. Speaking of that, because a lot of people were so incredibly supportive about my dear, sweet 95-year-old mama. She is not doing tremendously well in the circulation aspect, but she is now able to eat.
Okay.
And that's a big deal for somebody who's 95. You know, she was really wasting away because she wasn't able to eat because she had some stomach issues. Still has those issues, but they're giving the proper kind of medication. She's moved out of her apartment right now, and she's getting the best care she can get. And my sister's on it, and we're talking every day.
Cool.
And for all of you that sent prayers, when I went up there a couple of weeks ago, I was going up to maybe make some very difficult decisions. She is 95. That is the reality of it. We love her to death. We're not sure what the future holds health-wise for her, but she at least is back to her old self, talking on the phone and getting the care that she needs. Will she move back into her apartment? We're not sure about that at this stage. And but the place she's at, you can go at different levels.
Sure.
And, you know, as my sister said when we were driving into this assisted living facility, he said, well, stage one, is actually an apartment where you can have your own car, drive into the city. Stage two, they actually bring someone in to you know assist with you mm-hmm. and help out. Stage three is the full time nursing facility.
Right,
that's where my mom is right now. And at that moment, we were driving by a cemetery on the left with all the tombstones. And Kathy said, "And over there would be stage four." That's my family. We all laughed. We all laughed. But so she's doing well. She wanted to say she didn't want me to say anything. She I'm saying thank you. So I'm not going to attribute that to her. She didn't want to say she doesn't know. That,
we get
I'm
it.
Doing yes. this.
We
understand.
She
like,
didn't
shut,
prepare remarks.
Shut
yeah.
the
yeah.
hell
yes,
up, please.
Yes.
Shut,
okay.
shut the hell
all
up.
Right.
So I will share this before we start the body of the show. I will share this with you, and this is an absolute true story.
Okay.
And it's a story that resulted in my mom speaking to me the following day and apologizing to me.
Oh.
I call my mom, and it was time for me to actually really tell her what I thought about her. We've been dealing with so many doctors and so many tests. My sister has had philosophical discussions with
yeah.
my mom, and she's had her quiet time because she spends infinitely more time with my mom than I do. So I haven't had that chance, even when I went up there and I flew to Boston. So I was going on, and I told my mom, this is probably mid-evening, 7:30-ish on Friday night. Friday, as many of you might know, is my day to play a little golf and then linger.
Sure.
Linger with the boys.
At the 19th hole, Mike.
And at the 19th hole, and I probably had. And so when I called her, I got done. I said, Mom, I just want to say you're a role model for me. You have, you've lived your life as an example to all of us with the work you've done at Children's Hospital and everything. And, you know, even your faith, you know, you've been so, you know, steady with that, even though we always haven't been. And, you know, you've always been a positive person. You're a great way. I'm on and on and on. She stops and she pauses and she says, do me a favor. I said, yes, Mom, anything. I want you to speak to your wife. I said, yeah, what do you want me to say to my wife? When this conversation's over, why don't you ask her, just how much wine have you had to drink?
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks. That was great. Last loving call I'm going to give you. Thanks a lot. Always the youngest. Always the youngest. Always the youngest.
So you dropped out, your mom. On.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I did. Yep.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, and I better warn you about Frankie.
He's the little one.
Yeah, he's 8 going on 18. I mean, he's nice and he's smart, but he's been talking and he's talking about all the things he's gonna say to you.
What sorts of things?
See, we don't know. It could be anything. I mean, I tried to pay him money to go out and play ball with his friends, and my dad, he threatened him. But I think he's looking forward to causing trouble. So much so, I'll happily take a beating.
Hey, how did you learn to eat spaghetti like that?
I've been taking lessons.
Lessons? Like in a class?
You can do that. Maybe I could teach it.
No. Diana, who lives in the boarding house with me, cooked me some spaghetti and made me try and eat it without making a mess.
So, what do you eat in Ireland? Just Irish stew?
Not just. We...
So, first of all, I should say that we don't like Irish people.
Hey,
Frankie.
What?
We don't. That is a well-known fact.
Why, Frankie?
Because a big gang of Irish beat Maurizio up and he had to get stitches. And because all the cops around here are Irish, nobody did anything bad.
There's probably two sides to it. I might have said something I shouldn't. You know, I can't remember now.
No, because they beat you up.
Anyway, they probably weren't all Irish.
No, they just had red hair and big legs.
Right, up.
Ow!
Excuse us.
All I can say in his defense is he's the only one out, so get a college education.
If he can keep his mouth shut.
I'm sorry, Ailish. I'm an idiot. I'm a rude idiot.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are online and on air worldwide. And we have the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
You boys don't even know I'm going to do this.
What are you
okay?
going to do?
Opening of our show today brought to you by Pro Flowers, all right?
All right.
I'm going to make an hour. This is for Pro Flowers and our friends at Cherry's Berries also, okay?
All right.
If you show me that you have ordered Pro Flowers or Cherry's Berries and you do it within the next 24 hours, the first 10 people that show me that they have actually done this, I will call not the woman, but I will call the man that's buying these flowers or these berries, and I will wish him a happy Valentine's Day.
Mike,
there you go. Put your phone number in there,
Big
and I will
win.
Do it. Not necessarily on the air, but I'll call you. That's the way it works, okay?
Yeah. I'm talking about,
listen,
the
there are a lot of procrastinators out there. I won't give the joke of the day.
Oh,
no,
sorry.
I will not tell a joke. Right. I'll say happy Valentine's Day. Thank you for
that's
your
fair.
Support. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. That's only how many days away?
That is five days away.
Five days away. Don't procrastinate. Are you tired of guessing wrong for every Valentine's Day? Luckily, the Valentine's pros at proflowers.com take the guesswork out of the Valentine's Day equation so you know you'll get it right this year. How about this? 2 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for only $29.99. That's it. That's the no-brainer. If you're not going out and buying your wife a dishwasher, oops.
Oh, Mike.
Go out and get the Pro Flowers. You can really be a hero. You can upgrade to long stem roses with a cherry red vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. Don't wait. Just go to proflowers.com and use our code TMOS. It's that easy to be the Valentine's Day master.
Master.
It just can't be Pro Flowers. It's quick, it's easy, and it's the best way to make somebody happy on Valentine's Day. Remember, the only way to get this incredible Valentine's Day deal, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Valentine's Day almost here, so order today. Tick-tock, time is running out. So, Oscar, how tired are you today? I'm curious about that.
I'm pretty exhausted, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Oscar was in very, very late last night making all sorts of improvements to our TMOS studio
Absolutely.
In Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Are you happy with the results of all of our new and fancy equipment?
I am. A special thank you to Rofo, who stayed till 10:30. He would have stayed all night. I felt bad for the man. I knew he had to catch a bus.
Please to do Astrage?
Yes.
That's him.
Please substance to do Astrage?
Doesn't just
Please substance to do Astrage?
Sorry about that.
Doesn't just peel apples on YouTube with his power drill. He actually
uses What is
knows
the
how to use
wall
it.
Stuff that you talked about putting up?
The acoustical tile
that you're very concerned about
days,
the
Mike,
interns not yes yes
in the
Rob.
Old days it would look almost like egg cartons you
yes.
know when you would see it on the side of a studio yeah. now it's right. a it's foam rubber and it's like a series of pyramids
yeah and they're super expensive
very
so,
much
so well, how are the acoustics in the room have you noticed
they're great they're absolutely great I just had to replace them because over time especially as we've had this new intern cycle come through
influx
people are just running into them and they probably haven't been told hey don't run into the walls, right?
Right.
Yeah, because nobody
I mean,
manages
foam rubber.
Anybody.
It's foam rubber. What happens if they run into? Do they have to? Is it that they don't stick back on? What's going
no,
on
no, no. It actually, it's like if you these tiles are really made to be on a ceiling or
yes.
some higher end wall. They're industrial strength, but they aren't meant to be touched because the way that the sound bounces off of them and the way we built the studio, it's really just acoustics.
So you brush up against it, you ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, well, if you do it enough,
it'll. First of all, they're black. The color of them is black. Some of the black will rub off, so there's like white spots.
Yes.
That doesn't look good. And it can rip. It can rip because it's foam, spongy. Yeah.
So what are they doing? Are they playing roller derby in the studio? What the hell's going
the
on?
Studios,
I don't get it. I'm just asking dumb questions because I'm not up
the
there.
The studio's
okay?
tight, and they come in with backpacks, and then they just drag their backpacks like you would anything else. You
what about the road noise from? I haven't heard a lot of road noise from the great city.
The road
Washington,
noise
D.C.
was actually an issue because behind the panels about a month ago.
Oh, that's
I realized,
when the window was open.
Yeah, the windows were cracked all the way up top.
Oh, because they open at the top and the bottom.
Yes, yes.
I really haven't heard anything since then. I mean,
also, they've stopped construction on the new drugstore, which is
over
a big
with
deal.
Well.
Yeah.
That sounds so lightweight. What? Stop it. Yep, Mr. Drugger, you know, stop construction on the new mercantile next door.
It's called a Rite Aid.
Set with that.
He likes saying drugstore.
Yeah, well, if you're going to go see the druggist, Mike, the pharmacist, to get a new potion.
Well, I think it's wonderful that Rofo assisted you with that and that you were up late.
We rewired.
And,
I mopped this place, vacuumed.
Did he bring in his huge toolbox that he keeps in his car?
No, I brought the tools.
Oh, you brought the tools.
Yes.
Okay.
How much sleep do you average?
4 to 5 hours.
4 to 5 hours, whether you're studying or doing.
Yeah, one
so
or the
like
other.
You're itchy a lot. You're,
no,
you're,
I'm
you,
a you, I'm a hard worker is what I am. Yes.
You're
yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
He's like Keith Richards, Mike. He
I don't
sleeps
just
very
I don't
little.
Just give up when I see something. Yeah.
Who are you be referring?
No,
to?
No, it's just going? It's when you.
Who are you referring to giving up?
Nobody. This is the thing. I when you have to
see I know he needs this that's why
when
I'm
needs
him
to,
down
when you
short.
Have to do
I know he needs to do this
a full rewire or a clean of any studio you realize the type of people you work with right you get to see a different window of
I thought you put in that studio
no I did but I didn't stuff everything under the console that was stuffed down there a fufuzela all these
who did
ten
that?
All these 10
who,
things
who,
I don't know
who
I don't know how
that?
It's been happening but I pulled out there's a trash
well, blame.
Bag
you know I'm Irish I'm all about blame
I don't
who,
know
who
if
put
the
all
interns
the crap on it?
If the interns were told to put things under there but when I went down there a dorm room worth of junk was
pulled
out
I didn't know
out.
We still had the vufuzela
yes not anymore
oh good, good.
It's that's
the,
yours
it's in the dumpster now
it was one of our old sound effects
that's your stuff so that's you putting that under
no
there,
I never
right?
put it under there if I had it I would have kept it at
yes.
the ready
at his workspace yeah. so people can trip over it and run into it at
no,
all times
no I think probably what happened is it was taken away from me when we got to the new studio because it was frowned upon when I'd
no,
blow it
no you blew it in here and then it was taken away from me
well
that's,
I remember
that's
we did
exactly
stick
what
because,
I just said
yes.
because
yeah.
we had neighbors and yeah. we tried to do that so yeah. But getting back to the whole
my point is
thing.
This is that at any turn that when there's something hard to do no one wants to do it and
oh, can I and yes. I don't want to I made sure that I didn't want to pull
yes.
the curtain back
yes.
too far but for everybody in the room boys you really witnessed today a beautiful example. I think my mic was open when I was talking to this guy for my internet connectivity
yes.
I hope you heard
yes.
some of that. That is the way you get things done.
Yeah.
That is the way. I wasn't I don't think I was being over the
no,
top rude.
You didn't,
no.
You didn't punch your monitor?
But within 5 minutes, I got a return call.
Yeah.
And during that return call, I was told that it was kicked up the food chain and the guy with 45 years of fiber optic experience is coming into the community.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So I'm very happy about that. And I did that. You have to go literally right to the edge. And not go over the top.
It's
yes.
a very
that's
thin
it,
line.
So.
It's a very thin line.
But anyway, getting back to you, Oscar.
So
I just
my point is this, is that yes. I know that everybody has a lot on their plate, especially Pony, because I'm calling him at all hours of the day, right? Because we're working
and
on
he was
projects.
In there last night helping.
He wasn't, but I didn't ask him to stay here because I knew he was working on other things. So
yeah, and he puts
yeah,
his
yeah,
hours
he
and
put,
so does Rob.
Now, this is what I want to happen. I want everybody to treat this place like a... Like a lab, like a medical lab.
Okay.
That when there are coffee stains on the console, see them, clean them. When there are...
Never going to happen.
When there is something
no,
out of place...
No, you're wishing for what I wished for a long time ago, my entire radio career. Even when I was a program director and I would try to put down an edict to make it happen, you could go into the finest... environment.
Yes.
And now they can be cleaned when guests are coming. That
mm-hmm.
right.
But overall, the radio person, the person that does this for a living, is the filthiest, sloppiest individual
mm-hmm.
who will never, ever, ever, ever unless they are screamed at, take care of stuff. I revere so many different radio personalities. I have found radio studios to be the most disgusting places
consistently
in the world. I'll tell you something. You know, there's something I am super anal about that I do probably once every 2 or 3 days. I am a chronic screen cleaner. You know, there's not a moment that goes by that I don't have these things at fingertips where I do it. I base that on, I went into a studio at WJFK where there were laptops used by 4 individuals.
Yes.
Did they work a show.
Did they work together?
They worked together.
Okay.
I have never in my lifetime seen a computer screen, and I guess it's because maybe they weren't their own computers. They were the station's computers.
Yes, sure.
And the screens were caked in stuff.
Interesting choice of words.
I'll never forget that. But radio studios traditionally
Mike,
are filthy.
This is our studio.
This is our studio.
That's the big difference.
I'm ready to believe you. I'm ready for you to make your plea. Make your plea. Yes. What would you like to see change?
Act like you care, please.
Who are you speaking to? Are you speaking to Pony and Rob and the interns?
I'm talking about Rob and Pony because they have so many assets at their, I mean, really, at their disposal where they can just say, clean this, do this. Fix this. Rewire.
You're talking about. You mean they have slave labor?
Yes.
In the person of our interns.
When there's a rat's nest of wires,
that's not their. That's not in their DNA to boss people around.
It's not.
It's in your DNA.
It's asking. It's requesting.
Rob, do you you're not comfortable bossing around?
I don't like it, but you know what? I can make this happen, and it is important. It is important.
He can make this happen.
And you know what? We've done it in the past. I mean, I've not been consistent about it.
There was 2 inches of dust on your glasses case. Do you even have glasses in there? Whose is that?
These are not my glasses.
Throw that away. Please.
Well, let's see what's in here.
There's nothing in there.
Does anyone wear Ray-Bans?
Throw that away. That's been there forever. I said, whose glasses? If you leave it here and we don't know whose it is, it's out of here.
That's right.
Rob, do you remember back in the day, the old show, when we would have a guest come in? Do you remember how I would be the only one that was just completely wigged out about the presentation that we made and the way the place looked? And it just it was terrible. It was absolutely terrible.
Well,
and
WJFK was sort of like a lab experiment. It was not just that the DJ, as a rule, as a creature, jockey, is a filthy creature. The people were destructive to the equipment.
You would have consoles with wooden tables where pen had been like dug into
razors.
Graffiti had been put
razors
in there.
They would shave stuff down.
Guys, I know it sucked there. This place doesn't have to be like that.
A new beginning.
Oscar, I think that you have to task someone with that.
For years. Please, somebody clean something up, and then I got to remind
him
again.
Who is not stepping up?
Rob has to talk to people. He's the manager in here as well, right?
Rob, what do you say to that?
I say that this is not going to be a problem heretofore.
Heretofore? What does he uses, mean?
It's his BSB.
All right, from now on, all right? And you know what? We have vacuumed. We have dusted. Obviously not
When
enough.
Was the last time you asked somebody to vacuum?
Vacuum about 9 days ago.
9 days ago.
Yeah.
And that was Mac.
That was Mac, yeah.
Yes, because I asked.
I said,
Mac, you have to vacuum today. He goes, oh, okay. And he didn't do anything.
I think I might remember when
again.
He asked that. I think the mics might have been open.
And then do you follow up with him and see if he did a good job? Because Mac does the glancy. He walks around and glances.
The glancy?
Tom Glancy. He looks around and he picks up some things. I'm like, dude, like you have to actually get down and start
and
vacuuming.
Do it,
yes.
All right.
I
will tell you, when I walk into that studio in Washington, D.C., I am always impressed.
Because we clean it. We clean it before you get here. We clean it before you get here. 100%. Okay. We do a hard clean before you get here.
I would probably do the same thing if you were coming here.
Yeah.
I'm you know what? Clean, I'm okay. Wires and cables, I'm not.
It's a tough challenge.
And I'll tell you, we'll continue this discussion.
All right.
This is kind of fun. When we come back on the Mike O'Bear Show, got to play the light bill, everybody.
Yes, it takes. Do you love your Mike O'Mara Show?
Hey.
Do you love your Tech 411? Do you love your Tony Perkins Show? Do you love your Cakey Cookies? Do you love the shows of more broadcasting like the Rob and Joe Show? Well, guess what? We do too, and we're going to bring a little entertainment too. Marcus and Steve are back again. We've just got a new show. You can download it right now from the Mike O'Mara Show app or from MikeO'MaraShow.com. Download it today. Enjoy, or maybe not.
Thanks. That's That's fascinating.
I'm not sure. Look into his mind, isn't it?
Hey, Tony Lamb, I want to thank you. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Trunk Club. Tony Lamb, I really, really thank
Good
you
guy.
That you know, you sent me a note telling me that you got your trunk from Trunk Club, and you know, as Tony said, thanks, Mike. It's a no-brainer since I only pay for what I like. And you know what? He was really, really cool to let me know that, and sent me a really nice picture of his trunk and the good stuff that's in there. And really, what a nice guy. I really, really appreciate that. And you can check out Trunk Club as well. Oscar Santana has gotten his. I've gotten mine. Some amazing stuff in my trunk. Rob has gotten his trunk. You have a personal stylist at Trunk Club that makes shopping easy by finding the best clothes for you and your style. So many men are style challenged.
Yes.
You want to look great. You want to always have the perfect clothes for the season. At trunkclub.com/TMOS, you simply answer some questions about yourself and you are assigned to an expert stylist. My lady is named Janet. Before you know it, a trunk arrives on your doorstep filled with hand-picked clothes perfect for you, hand-picked just for you from the best brands. If you don't like something, you send it back.
Easy.
And you don't have to pay for it. It's all there. They put the little label right on the trunk and you send it back to them. Remember, Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. No hidden charges, just great clothes. Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today and Trunk Club will style you for free. Plus, free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you, my friends, will love wearing.
You want to talk about sweating the details? Trunk Club even includes strapping tape to seal the box back up, seal the trunk back up, and send it back.
Strapping tape? I thought that was for my breasts.
Stop it, you.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. All right, getting back to the other thing about studios.
Yes.
And here's my issue down here. I am cable challenged. I am a lover of all things hidden. I would love to hide behind walls some of this cable, but I do not have either the technical know-how or the flexibility to.
How's
can
the
I
power
tell you
strip below your feet?
Yeah, where is it?
The power strip is a non-issue. The power strip
is it still on
never,
the ground.
It's
cut.
An issue.
What do you mean it's an issue?
It's an issue.
Remember when you were kicking it out
when you
last
were kicking
year?
It out,
that was 2 years ago.
No, that was last year.
It was later on Christmas, year, yeah. I think. Yeah.
No, it was not. That was not. It turned out not to be a power strip issue.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
But no, I'd be telling. Look, if you came down here and you looked,
I'd
in
have
here,
a heart attack.
You would look
and
see
that would be the
cables.
Most ironic thing
yeah,
of all.
Yeah,
that
see.
Oscar, the skinny guy, has a heart
I
attack.
I was there when Mike said, and I left. I was there in Fort Myers, Florida, for not 24 hours. He said, "I'm going to make sure this place is nice and tidy. I'm going to get down there with the cables." And to this day, if I flew back and saw the wire setup, it'd be the same. Ah, it's the same. It's just as I left it. Same deal.
Yeah.
I see you moved the power strip over. Which
was that
is
a golf ball?
I think that was a golf ball.
Was that a golf ball? Can we get another look at that?
Yeah, can we get that?
We're getting
again?
A reverse shot here.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh.
But anyway.
And by the way, if anyone is watching on
nice.
YouTube.
Hey, Rob,
right
thanks
now.
For helping Oscar last night.
Well, no. Look, the only reason I said
no,
that.
No, Rob was giving me a little attitude. I give him a little attitude. That's the way that works. Okay?
I was going to say,
thank
anyone who enjoyed that video tour of your office, you can buy Dramamine at any local drugstore. Because that was like.
Cables for days.
Yeah, cables
here
for
it is.
Days.
So not only do I not know like how to hide them behind walls and things like that, but there's a flexibility issue where I, you know, there are a lot of things I can do. Moving around and bending and doing that absolutely puts me in traction. I'm very bad at it and I'm not good at it. And I just, I wish for it, but, you know, I don't, if I was able to crawl down there, which I'm not, I have to, many times if I have to like replace a cable, I have to enlist the support of my lovely 21 years younger bride.
Well, I think that's nice that she stays involved in the business.
Yeah.
But
why
you
not?
Know, but also.
Do you just point and bark orders?
Yeah. Make her tense.
Yeah. That's exactly what I do. Yeah,
send
I do
me XLR. You but don't know what an XLR is?
The weird thing about
great.
It is.
She knows. She knows what I want. I say, honey, can you get that plug? Can you get that and just feed that up
plug?
Here? Yeah, she does that.
But when you're talking
here,
wire
I'll show
maintenance,
you another one over
there's
here.
A thing that is it's a constant problem, and Oscar will. Was that wall mounted? Did you wall mount that, Oscar?
Yeah. Where's it?
No, I did. Thank you very much, ass.
Did you
I did
shatter
that
screen? Remember when
no, I didn't.
All right.
When I hit that yesterday, yeah. I hit the wall.
Oh, you punched the wall.
Oh, okay.
I punched
okay.
the wall.
No,
but I slapped the wall. I slapped the wall like that.
That's
right. Did that freak you out? You've referenced that like 10 different times.
One of the interns came to me afterwards and asked me if everything's okay.
Oh, they did no
Hand
such
to God.
Thing.
Hand
what
to God.
Do you mean? What did they say? Oh, you're such a little germ. What?
Hand to God.
What did they say? What did
she
they
said,
say?
She goes, "Is he okay? Is everything okay?" And I said, "Yeah, of course. That's why I warned you before. He's going to turn into the Hulk."
Well,
and I did.
I mean, I was pissed off at the issues we were having.
Yeah,
God
well, I mean, imagine the first week or second week of your internship. That's not something mm-hmm. you really want to see your boss do.
You know what? You know what? As far as I'm concerned, that's a good indoctrination. Okay. What
yeah.
if they, you know, I mean,
hostile work environment.
One
why
of the
not?
Interns
oh,
came
oh,
to me.
Oh,
stop
that!
It's not a hostile work
yeah.
environment.
Let them know.
It is not.
Let
it is not a hostile work environment.
Let them tell their friends. A hothead. Watch out for him.
One of the interns came to me and said, "I just want to make sure he's in another state, right?"
Yeah.
And I said, "Yeah, he's in Florida. You're safe."
You know what?
We legit on the air though warned him.
We did.
Right?
Yeah.
We warned them. We said, "Look, Mike might get a little tense a little later."
But then
I
was fine. I was fine after all.
That's called bipolar. No worries.
I was fine.
Well, because
bipolar. What is this is sleep deprived Oscar. This
yeah.
is sleep deprived Oscar
yeah,
right now.
He's coming in swinging. He's coming in swinging.
So here's the thing. I don't necessarily, I have, the way this place was laid out, I have the most, and Oscar's seen it, and Rob's seen
sure.
it. Sure. I have the most naturally, beautifully laid out thing, the way this
nice
place
work
was built.
Nice workstations.
It is.
It's terrific. But I still, these cables, as I look at them, you know, what do you do when you have like 40 cables? And, you
well,
know,
you
hide them behind the wall or what? What
no,
do
you,
you do
have
with
a, you have one thing that's a problem when you have a situation like that. You're constantly balancing between extra cable and the ability to move stuff because you
yes.
don't want to go too long, but you don't want to go too short.
Too long, too short.
I drilled me some holes. I drilled me some holes and did all that.
But you know, I don't think you want to run anything through the walls. I think your first step would be to get yourself some Velcro ties.
Yes.
I'm not crimping. Crimping
okay,
is
down.
That is the engineer's
Dr. Banner.
Word. That
settle
is
down.
That crimping.
There
that is crimping.
No
crimping.
I'm just talking about rolling up some of your extra cables and fastening them with Velcro so you don't have them laying around. That way you've got your extra length,
yeah.
but they're not laying around.
It and, just doesn't know. Look messy. But it's yeah, not a big deal.
It's not
for camera.
No.
I'd like it to be. No. I'd love this to be streamlined. I've got a guy that actually volunteered his services. But here's the thing. To me, if I don't have them laid out like this, then if we have a problem, which you know rarely happens, but God, how many times in the history of radio have bad cables resulted in an audio issue, right?
Yes. Awesome.
So the
it's
thing about it
case.
Is I'd like the idea of having something pretty that you would need a tool to get behind the wall and fish it out. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
to me.
But
I'd rather
that's
be able
you,
to
that's
swap
when
out
you
a cable.
Run three cables and then when one goes bad, you just forget about it.
You switch it. Yeah.
You run three cables
so
to every audio
home,
source?
In my home, we've got no wires exposed. But when they built it, it wasn't actually my idea. It was my friend Josh's who's putting it together.
Josh?
Yeah, he...
Well, he's got the... You got the network of, you know,
yeah,
those...
Yeah, I have friends.
Those,
so he said...
unmarried 40-year-old men that are just like, I'll be over.
He said,
I'll be over. Got any beer?
Said, he has three kids, for God's sake.
I'm coming over and bringing an IPA. It'll be amazing.
And he said, run four HDMIs in case one or two fail.
And you
I
know
said,
what?
I said, what? And then after a while, he was absolutely right. Once they were done with
well,
the
construction. Well, that's messy, too. That's messy at the source, I would think, right?
No,
you
because
the source of
it.
The...
You don't see it. It goes up the wall, through the wall, up over the ceiling, back into the wall.
And I think you did
like you never
something similar to that in your house in Manassas. Didn't you have extra wires running when you went for surround sound in your den?
Yeah, I might have.
Yeah.
But that was
did.
A guy that did that. That was
yeah.
a guy that did
That's
that.
A guy.
I did
yeah.
all of this. I did all this myself, and I don't want to. I know where everything is,
yeah.
and I
Why
basically
mess with it?
Swap
it's working.
I swap it out yeah. twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, come on.
No
the
fuss,
problem
no
is,
muss. No fuss, no muss.
Yeah, you know,
little
when
muss.
I have a dedicated, when I have a dedicated, well, I do have a dedicated studio down here. I can do better. I'm going to clean it up sometime.
Mike,
start with just a little bit of wire bundling with Velcro ties. You'll
yeah.
be surprised at the difference it makes.
Or get on TaskRabbit.com. We get no money from them and get a TaskRabbit to
yeah.
come to your house.
Mm-hmm. Quick like
Why
a bunny.
We have them as yeah. a, let's get them as an advertiser, shall we?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do that. All right. So anyway, I'm doing the best I can, Dan. I am
best
truly
you can.
Doing the best I can.
Best you can.
I'm doing
it's
the best
day
I
to
can.
Day. We're all doing the best we can.
It's been a week. Has it been a week already? And
yes,
it's only
it
Tuesday?
It's only
yeah, it's been forever. It feels like Friday. Friday right now.
All right. So, Rob, how would you rate all the work that was done last night?
Fantastic. And I'll tell you, I said it to Oscar the minute
Very
I walked
sweet of you.
In
Very
today.
Nice. Thank you.
The sight lines had not changed. We added another microphone to the studio, and that really could have changed the whole feel of the room. He did such a beautiful job, you can't even tell.
And we're probably about 2 weeks away from something that we're going to be sharing with our listeners that you're going to like a lot, too.
A massive
So that's exciting as well. Lots of fun progress being made. Meanwhile, down in here in Florida, you know, basically the peninsula is slipping off into the effing sea. Okay? Thanks. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. I never knew me about all the time, and I guess I never. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is the only way to get postage without having to go to the post office. Wrong!
Wrong!
There's Stamps.com, the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you can easily buy and you can print official U.S. postage right from your desk, and all you need is your computer and a printer. Unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no hidden fees, like meter ink charges or reset fees, no extra hardware to buy, and no long-term contracts. This is a no-brainer. Stamps.com can save you at least 50% compared to a postage meter. Plus, Stamps.com lets you do things that a postage meter can't, like sending tracking info to recipients with just one click. Now, we have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial plus $110 bonus offer that includes a postage meter and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. I'll tell you one thing I'm never going to do again.
What's that?
I'm never getting on a cruise ship again as long as I live.
Some pretty thrilling video today, wasn't there?
Absolutely terrifying. I mean, you know, just the fact that I feel this way about bungee jumping, I feel this way. I probably don't feel this way about a roller coaster because I've been on a lot of roller coasters. But to me, you know, you don't want to be overcautious, but you can live your life in such a way that you shouldn't be all that shocked when something happens.
Yeah.
Because there's a boat, it's in the middle of the ocean, and there's weather.
Yes.
And weather can be unpredictable. Yeah. I think people probably, what we're referring to is a cruise ship that they showed on the news this morning that took off from, what, they take off from Florida, Rob? I don't know where they
took off
from. I
thought it was a northern departure. I thought it was Jersey.
Was it northern departure?
Yeah.
Jersey?
I think so.
Jersey!
Really? I'll find out. I'll
Let
find
me
out.
Confirm.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, they're off the coast, and they sail through this massive storm.
They sail
with,
into it.
Into it.
On purpose.
And it was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen. And here's the thing I hate. When the storm hit and they were realizing that they were in dire straits, the captain orders everybody back to their cabins.
Yes, Adrian.
That would be the worst. Mm-hmm. This is what I hate. This is, it seems to me, when you get on one of these Petri dishes.
Yes.
For a luxury vacation, you are... when anything at all bad happens, you're told to go to your cubicle.
Oh, you are treated like total. No. You know, Carrie and I did a cruise for our 10th anniversary, and I'm not saying we wouldn't ever do it again because the bulk of it is great. But we had, you know, good weather, and we did not have a hurricane to sail into. But the thing that really flipped me out, the first thing is you realize the amount of germs that are that can be spread in that situation with the
Like the rotavirus can go through to 1,000 people in
the blink
less
of an eye. In the blink of an eye. And the other thing is that cattle mentality. When the first thing you do when you go to sea, they put you into a lifeboat drill that is broken down and treats you seriously like a second grader. And I said to the lady that was showing us to our room, I said, "We can blow that off, right?" They said, "Oh no. You have to go and do it." And they stand you up in rows, and you are treated like a second grader. And that's the thing. I think the problem with these cruise ships, and we've seen it before, the captain gets a god mentality, like a surgeon. And he thinks, what's he going to do? Sail into the storm and change the weather? He can't do that. He's an idiot.
Adrian, pretty stunning that he did this.
Yeah. Yes, the ship started sail in New York.
Oh, sorry.
New York.
Sorry about that. I'll be right back,
no
boys.
Problem.
Thank you.
Sure. The ship sailed out of New York. Now, have you ever been on a cruise, Oscar?
No. And after, I would say, the 6-7 years we've worked together, I'm never going.
No.
Because, and I'm not talking about the Zika virus breaking out or whatever. No. What is it? Not the Zika virus. The
Rotavirus.
Rotavirus breaking out. So many viruses.
Well, even the flu would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying that a cruise, if you're going to do one, never really, like, the risk factors you're putting yourself into doesn't really add up. You're going to think about your health.
Right.
Because you're like, okay, I hope no one gets sick and gets everybody sick.
Right.
You're thinking about being in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
There's really no way to get back unless you have a sat phone on you and you can get into one of those lifeboats. Right.
Right. Right.
And then you really are going to destinations that I've heard, at least for some of these Caribbean cruises, that you're there for a second, and some of them are resort-based. You're just going to another resort.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Sorry for taking that call.
It's okay,
Mike. I've been dealing with a lot of Comcast issues. Yes. I thought that was a Comcast call.
Who was
that? That was not a Comcast call.
Who was that?
That was a call from a guy in Cocoonville.
Oh, just checking in?
Your friend?
No, not particularly a friend. He's a guy that's running something up here at Cocoonville that ran something over the weekend.
Your bookie?
Not really my bookie, but he's the guy that ran something up here over the weekend.
Can we move
on? I'll entertain all the questions you may have.
Did it involve 100 boxes?
Yes, it did, Rob Spiewak.
And random numbers on each side, and perhaps at one team on one side and another team on the other?
Yes, it did.
Nice.
Yes. How much was each box worth?
I'm not sure. All I was just told was that I won.
Holy smokes.
I won. Yes. $500,
wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Wow.
Something's going right to the casino.
That's almost got to be $20 boxes.
Oh, how do we lose this? What's the quickest way?
Oh, my God. No, now stop. What do you are picking on me too much today.
No, I'm not picking on you. Is it a fact that you would take that $500 and go straight to the casino because it was one
money? No, that is not a fact that I would take that money and go. It's going to go into my bank account. Yeah, thank you very much.
It's just lucky there's not another Super Bowl today.
Yes.
Double or nothing.
I remember.
20 more boxes.
I think I bought one square for
$20. That sounds about right, because then you've got a $2,000 purse and $500 per quarter.
The luck
likely.
Of the Irish.
Yeah, that's you all over.
Look at that.
Pretty cool.
That's strong.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
It's a good day.
Stuff.
Yeah,
it's
showing your football skills.
I needed a little ray of sunshine. I don't
One
even remember what
column.
It was. One in the wind column. That means, yeah. Well,
you can book
tonight,
a cruise.
Yes.
Tonight at Trivia Night at Cocoonville, we'll convene and I will be presented with my winnings.
Now, so do you want me to be standing by for texting so we can win Trivia Night tonight? You had mentioned that before.
Yes, I think that I'm going to check out the lay of the room. I'm going to see how it works, and I might have my phone next to my side and just give you
Mike,
that. And
was the call that came in, hey, it's the fish. You won $500.
No.
Do you want
no,
it 100s like, or 20s?
No, it was more like, oh, how are you? You don't know me. You remember I'm down here. I ran the bull. Well, good. You won. Not a bad call to get on a Tuesday morning, is it?
Funny thing is that it's a box pool. It's not like there's any mathematics involved. Why didn't he call you Sunday night? You know the winners at the end of each quarter.
Well, you know, not a problem for me.
I decided to sit on the money for 2 weeks and draw some interest.
My 2%.
We're going to draft you a check on June 1st.
Now, you know what? I'm not even going to mention that. I'm going to take me winnings, and I'm going to smile and unshake his hand and be very happy. And then tonight is, one of our truly traditional Cocoonville social events. Very, very excited about that. It's time for trivia in this corner. The O'Mara family. That's right. He's a 56-year-old disc jockey who now does an internet radio program. Sitting with him, the McFiggins. There we go. Yes, how many drinks will be had before the actual trivia contest actually begins? And in Mike's hand is a little bitty phone. And on the little bitty phone, he will be texting Rob Spiewak to get all the answers to questions he might not know about. Thank you very much. So, let's see what happens when we play Cocoonville Trivia.
Ned, are the questions catered to the residents?
Residents who have passed.
Yeah, Torgy Obit.
No, it's real trivia, you asses. It's real trivia. Come on now. No, it's going to be fun. I'm going to have a couple of adult beverages. And it's
this soft food is...
No. This bone is often broken during a fall.
What is the hip?
That hip is right. $200. And Gladys has control of the board.
Macular degeneration is a condition when the eyesight begins to fail. No, it's not going to be any of that.
Is there a buy-in?
I don't know.
You've been before, haven't you?
No.
Oh, this is your debut.
This is my coming out party.
Are they going to make you host?
No, they've got a professional group that's doing that. That'll be down the road when I'm really trying to supplement the income, where it's just like, hey, thanks a lot. Fly me to the moon, everybody. Mike O'Mara with you on a Tuesday night. Get ready for trivia.
A trivia troupe come to your neighborhood?
Oh, the trivia troupe.
Oh, my God.
That's like the
I know. They have, all I know is they have a company. They have a company that's coming
in
here.
Is it Rob and Mark Ronick?
There we go. We'd like to thank Michael Holstein for going. Is that restaurant still in existence, by the way?
He sold it.
Yeah. Oh, he sold it.
Sold it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I think it's a hardware store now. A very hip hardware store.
Yeah, it definitely sold.
Rob used to go all in for that trivia.
Oh, my God.
You could do a lot worse than Rob Spiewak hosting your trivia.
He's a great trivia guy. Actually, I remember we told him he was slumming.
Yeah, you know what? I bet. Here's what's going to happen. There is drinking.
The only thing he did when he sat down to do the trivia. That's when I was there. And when you were sitting down, that was unacceptable.
Mike, I would like to remark the fact that when you came,
the trivia night
was 8 hours long, and it was a karaoke night that became a karaoke night. It got very, very lengthy because when we both got there, we decided we never wanted the evening to end. So it got a lot longer.
We had trivia at the beginning, and then it became you had songs, right?
Yes,
and
I always travel with my tunes.
Well, the thing that's cool about karaoke now, if you have a computer, you can do karaoke. Anybody can do it. So that's the way that worked. So it was a lot of fun.
So this is your first trivia night. I don't know. There will be drinking, right?
I mean, I'm not, I don't do what I used to do, but there's going to be, it should be fun.
There is a 1 in 3 chance that by the time they get to Final Jeopardy or whatever the last round is, Mike will say in a voice a little too loud, I could do a better job than that guy.
Oh.
I could do better than that guy. I should be doing
that. Yeah, because if they're paying that Zoom morning show to come in, then.
That's right.
Look, they have a lot of these little couples things, like the man with the he said, she said, that comes in there. Yeah. And like, the funniest, I hope it was a kind of a mixed race presentation.
Oh.
There was a group down here called Kahlua and Cream.
Oh.
I don't know if that's.
And that's really progressive for the demo in your neighborhood.
Okay.
And did they do mostly songs?
Why don't you back off just a little bit, pal, okay? Let me do the driving on this one.
Was it like a Godly and Cream tribute band?
I don't know. I didn't see them. I just saw that on the little brochure they had. I'm excited.
What's your team called?
I don't have a name. I don't have a team name.
You need a team name. How about the Bobcats?
How about Bypass?
Bypass is good.
No, you're good. You're not Bypass.
Ooh, Corpse's Knee.
Corpse's Knee?
Yeah, because you have a Corpse's Knee, don't you?
Well, why does it have to be me? Why does it have to be me?
Because I think that if you're making the name, it should be on you.
Right?
How about Outkast? The Outkasts.
I like that.
Oh, no, then you're doing the passive aggressive to your new friends.
You think? What are we doing right now, for Christ's sake? The way that works all the time. How about Wilfred?
Oh, I like the Brimleys.
The Brimleys.
Brimleys. Yeah.
It will have to be. It'll be. Let's make sure that it is a subtle cocoon reference for our team name that they wouldn't know unless. Yes, go ahead. Yes,
the pool pods.
The pool.
No, it's got to be something.
Blue Steel.
Dennehy.
Dennehy is good.
The Dennehys.
Dennehy will do. The Dennehy. Stay out of the pool. Oh no! I've got it. I've got it. This is it. Blue Steel.
That's it. Perfect.
Blue Steel.
I love it.
There. That'll be perfect. I'll give you a report tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Buenos dias.
Buenas noches.
Me amo cake.
Me amo cookie.
It's the show with an international flair.
No, that's Oscar.
His pants have international flares.
It's like pleats.
And the tiniest shirts you've ever seen. So if you want Oscar, listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. But if you want Katie and Rob,
listen to Cake and Cookies.
Or don't.
Worst promo ever, Rob.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
SeatGeek, it is the smart way to buy and sell tickets for live events. NBA, NHL, concerts, college basketball. SeatGeek does it all. Let me tell you about SeatGeek. They're like kayak or Expedia, but it's for sports and concert tickets. Now, they make it easy. They take all the tickets available on other sites, and they put them in one place. So comparison shopping is absolutely easy as pie. SeatGeek will also grade each and every ticket from 0 to 100. This is my favorite part because this shows you the best value that you can get online for your tickets to your event. They can quickly find the best deal within your budget. And best of all, SeatGeek always shows you the full price of every ticket up front, which means no surprise fees. Beware, if you're shopping for tickets on StubHub, they can tack on huge fees at checkout. So don't be fooled. Use SeatGeek instead and always know what you're paying. Now is the time to try SeatGeek because right now, all of our listeners can get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just remember the magic code TMOS. Just download the free SeatGeek app. All you have to do is go to the settings tab and click add a promo code, then enter TMOS. Then SeatGeek will send you $20 after your first ticket purchase. So download the free SeatGeek app right now and use the promo code TMOS, and you will be on your way to your great event and you'll get a good deal as well.
News.
After winning Super Bowl 50, Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning mentioned Budweiser in his first post-game interview. He talked about that yesterday.
Yep.
And apparently he did it for free, ladies and gentlemen. Manning did earn a $2 million signing bonus for beating the Carolina Panthers 24-10, but he didn't get a check from Bud. How about that for a surprise?
Wow. Maybe he just likes really bad beer.
Here's the statement from Anheuser-Busch. Budweiser did not pay Peyton Manning to mention Budweiser tonight. That's according to Anheuser-Busch spokesman Lisa Wesser. She said, "We were surprised and delighted that he did." I smell a rat. Would he really come out and do that? A media-savvy, robo-pitchman like Peyton Manning? Would he do that if there's not some deal?
They could do that if there's... the wording says we did not pay him for that.
Then you track the money and see if he's got any arrangement
If he comes back around and he starts endorsing Budweiser,
you'll know.
Then it's kind of like, lay the groundwork.
Then
they're double
savvy
turds, in my opinion.
Well, who cares?
Right?
Honestly, the NFL makes their money. Who cares? Like what he said, if he's laying the groundwork for his own money,
yeah,
right?
And if he's losing savvy out enough, he might have just launched it out into Anheuser-Busch. They'll come to him after the fact, right?
My issue is not with Peyton Manning. Yeah. My issue is with Anheuser-Busch, because if there is an arrangement of any kind, then technically they did know he was going to say
something.
What if
they were in talks? These were opportunities, and he just decided to throw it out there to push it.
Would you do that if you were Peyton Manning and you were like negotiating a deal with Budweiser? Would you give him a freebie at the Super Bowl?
No, you wouldn't. If I had a lot to lose, but what does he have to lose?
Nothing to lose.
But it's not that.
Hold on
it's
a second.
He does.
Adrian,
This is from Mashable.com.
Yes.
It says that. Where is it? I just lost it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well, show killer.
It says that, Peyton Manning is a capitalist. He owns shares in Anheuser-Busch distributorships in his home state of Louisiana.
Oh, he's a dirty dog. So Anheuser-Bush is full of crap.
Don't care. They don't know. If he
but
owns
it's still,
a
no,
state.
No, but hold on a second. They know at Anheuser-Busch
that he owns
he's
a state.
Connected.
Yeah.
It's all a lie. Yes. It's a lie.
A tableau of lies. It's horrible.
I wonder if the stock went up.
Lots of lies, that's what I do. I'm not going to bust him out. That's on the spokesperson who says Budweiser did not pay Peyton Manning to mention Budweiser tonight.
Yeah, but technically,
they're absolutely right, but it still shouldn't be a story because they suck. God, that is just so low rent.
You know what?
There's a brilliant article floating around about a guy from the Bay Area saying so long that the Super Bowl passed through the Bay Area like a bad kidney stone. It was really funny. They talk about everything about it. I'll try to locate it and share it with you tomorrow because it's worth reading. It really is. CBS's telecast of the Golden Super Bowl from the Golden State on Sunday fell short of last year's record audience for the big game, but has become the third most watched program in U.S. television history. Nielsen estimates that an average audience of 111.9 million were watching throughout the Denver Broncos' victory over Carolina, peaking with 115.5 million from 8:30 to 9 for the halftime show. The only telecast to draw a larger audience were last year's Super Bowl between New England and Seattle, and the 2014 matchup between Seattle and Denver on Fox. Well, that means that That's not good. They're usually on incrementally.
Yeah,
they go
grow.
Up every year.
They should grow.
You know,
yeah.
You're not going to have those two teams and have that guy. Carolina, you're not going to have that big an audience. It's just, you know, it's not going to work that way.
No big market following.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see till next year and see how they do and see if they get like a New England or a New York or an
could
LA.
Could you do that again,
like that.
Please?
Sorry about that.
Thank you. Stop it.
Ace, I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Yeah, why? But I guess we're curious here why the screen has to go down and up.
Because I need to get to my audio board.
Oh.
And I cannot get to my audio board without doing that.
Got
thank
it.
You. Thanks. Glad we pointed that out.
No,
a Scottish Animal Rescue.
Something we can help. We can help with you. We can tell you how to.
You know
it.
What? No way. You know you got a good point. You know
yes.
you can help.
Yes.
By shutting up. Anyway,
jot
a
that
Scottish
down.
Animal Rescue is looking for a home for an unusual pet.
Yes.
I saw a picture of this online. It is a larger-than-life rabbit.
Rabbit.
It is the size of a small dog, and it really is.
Oh,
I
no.
saw the photo. The Scottish SPCA said the 7-month-old Continental Giant. That's the name of the breed.
My old nickname.
It is a 7-month-old Continental Giant rabbit. His name is Atlas. He was taken in by the charity's Glasgow shelter after his owner could no longer properly care for him. I got rabbit teeth all over my sofa.
Do you need more carrots, fat bastard?
Some big ears.
Yes.
Huge.
I want some baby.
Huge.
Anna O'Donnell, the shelter's manager, said Atlas is the size of a West Highland White Terrier.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah, it's bigger than a small dog.
Do.
It's like Linus. Yeah. It looks like 50 pounds.
He is a very friendly rabbit. He loves attention and getting cuddles. That's what Donald said. She said that. Atlas is also an inquisitive boy who makes everyone laugh with his mischievous character. We're looking for a specific home for Atlas due to his breed and size. A standard rabbit hutch won't do, so his new owner will need plenty of space for him. She said Atlas needs an owner with the knowledge to properly care for him. So, ideally, someone who's kept in a Continental Giant before would be an ideal candidate to have Atlas and give him a nice home.
They're the coolest, creepiest pets I've ever seen.
Oh, I don't like
absolutely.
Rabbits.
They're huge.
You know, if I had Atlas in my room down here in Florida, maybe I'd have him breed with Beluga.
Crush Beluga.
Londoners were caught off guard on Sunday morning when a bus was blown up on one of the English capital's bridges. The iconic double-decker was exploded on Lambeth Bridge for Jackie Chan's new movie, The Foreigner. But unsuspecting residents were initially freaked out by the blast, with some believing it was a terrorist attack. Even the National Police Air Service was taken by surprise. The Port of London Authority said the bridge was closed for the controlled explosion, and the BBC said that fire and emergency personnel were on standby. But that doesn't help the people that might have been like taking a walk out to the local pub for lunch. Probably freaked them out.
Did you see the explosion?
I did not.
It was the kind that looked
scary.
Like a
scary.
Yeah, it was scary.
Scary.
If I saw it, I would be in my basement. Doors would be locked.
Yeah.
The Foreigner is a gritty action-based thriller, which also stars Pierce Brosnan. So, way to go, Jackie Chan. Chef Pasquale Cozzolino appeared on Good Morning America on Wednesday to discuss how he lost 101 pounds since last summer while eating pizza. Are we okay?
Yeah, we're good.
Everything's good.
I just asked him to turn on my headphones. That's all I did.
Okay, very good. His weight increased to more than 370 pounds after he moved from Italy to the United States 4 years ago, and that's when Cozzolino, he decided to implement the most Italian diet plan of all time, but he wasn't exactly chowing down on stuffed cheesy crusts all day. He made his own pizza. He made his own pizza dough by using only flour, water, sea salt, and yeast, and topped the pie with tomato sauce, basil, and fresh mozzarella.
Wow.
By the way, if you are trying to lose weight, I know it's cheese and it's got calories, but fresh mozzarella, as far as great mozzarella
yes.
and the taste calorie ratio, is a pretty good little cheat there.
I didn't know that.
Each pizza is fewer than 600 calories.
Oh, and, the entire pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep.
Wow.
And Cozzolino, he combined it with other healthy eating habits, multigrain cereal, fruit for breakfast, dinners consisting of things like seafood, salads, and wine. He also started taking kickboxing classes, according to the New York Post. He says, quote, "Do not take the diet pills, the magic powders. Fresh food is your medicine. When you eat a pizza, you don't need nothing else. The rent stays the same as before." That's it. Thank
He's
you.
A good boy.
He's a goody boy. Oh, Constantina Cozzolino. He's a good boy with all the pizza with the mozzarella. But he said he only ate a pizza, but that's a lie. It's a lie because he ate all sorts of other crap as well.
And
it's
kickbox.
A healthy for you.
Kickbox,
yes, yes.
It's like a throwaway.
That's right. I cannot do a kickboxing. I can't even lay a cable in my own studio. Officials, now a little something, something. All Officials right. in Florida, here we go, have arrested 27-year-old Brooke Amber Sutton on shoplifting charges after finding a cell phone in a puddle of urine.
What's the name
yes.
again?
Oh. Brooke Amber Sutton.
Thank you.
Well, both the pee and the cell phone allegedly belonged to her. How about that? Oh. Deputies responded Friday afternoon to a call from an Ann Taylor store.
Not bad.
At an outlet mall in Destin. A store employee told officers that several security tags had been removed from merchandise. Next to the tag was a cell phone and a puddle of pee. After determining the cell phone belonged to Ms. Sutton, deputies contacted her hubby. Oh, she's married. Isn't that
to a lucky
isn't that
fella.
Special? That's yeah. good stuff. Well, the husband gave police a description of her vehicle, according to the department. A short time later, the deputy spotted the vehicle, and she was behind the wheel. The deputy claims they discovered 6 pairs of designer jeans worth more than $1,000, possibly stolen from a Saks Fifth Avenue. They also identified $1,100 in costume jewelry and clothing from Ann Taylor.
There you are.
She was arrested on 2 counts of felony retail theft and taken to the Walton County Jail. Yes,
they're on the line right now. There's a picture of her mugshot and then a picture of what looks to be a Ford Explorer with all the jeans laid out on top of the hood
yeah.
and all there the blouses. And it looks like there's some sort of fire sale.
Yeah. Everything yeah. must go. Our mm-hmm. prices are insane.
Well, she had an epiphany. She admitted to entering the Ann Taylor store and bringing numerous items into a dressing room where she removed price tags and security devices and left the store with the total of 18 items. She also apparently admitted to urinating on the floor and on several items of merchandise. That's the part.
Oh,
that's the.
No.
That's why it made it in the news. You may not
yeah,
need.
Yeah.
Brooke Amber Sutton was released on Saturday after posting $5,000 bond. There is no word on who leaked the story. Anyway, we'll take a short break and come back with the audio ball on the Mike O'Mara Show. I walk
along. It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Vince Lombardi.
And on this episode of the show, we do talk about how great Vince Lombardi was as a football coach. Gary has many precious memories of him and his brother Guy Lombardi.
Well, you sure know your music references.
Yes, I do. And speaking of music, we pay tribute to another dead guy.
As always.
Maurice White, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I mentioned to you before, first 10 people that buy either Pro Flowers or Sherry's Berries, I'm going to call you up and say thank you and happy Valentine's Day to the purchaser. Not the recipient, the person that purchased. I'm going to say thanks and happy Valentine's Day. And, you know, I know you got those berries or those flowers for your special lady. I'm going to tell you thank you. That's what
very
I'm going to do.
Very nice.
I don't know. We'll have an announcement on how you can get that information to me. You know, you can do it by Facebook.
They private message
you. Can do it at,
that's
you can private
the best
message
way,
yeah. me. I'd love to do that. Good grief. Valentine's Day is this Sunday. You better hurry. Only one surefire way to win Valentine's Day this year. You have to win her heart all over again. There is no easier way to get it right than with romantic, fresh, and juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. These are giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. That, my friends, is over a 40% savings, and only for our listeners, be a big shot!
Bincha!
And double her berries for $10 more. Doppelberries, $10. Wow, simply click on the microphone and use our code. These are spectacular. They are delicious. They are covered with chocolate chips, nuts, decorative swizzles. Decorative swizzles.
Love swizzles.
They're really fantastic. If you've never tried Sherry's Berries, give yourself a Valentine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. juicy, huge, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99, or doppel the berries for $10 more. You visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS. Again, that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS, boom, bam. But you must order today. Time is running out. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, Feb 9, 2016. Spiewak.
Please don't do that. It sounds like you're breaking up.
I hate it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry.
I know that you're happy in Florida, but I know there's things you miss around being around D.C., and one of which is the great Tom Kierine, Mike. Tom Kierine is the news guy, weather guy on News 4, and he did a great cut-in today. We had snow in D.C., but because it was 35 degrees...
He's doing the chic.
Nothing
is. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike. How are you? He only reveals his face to his husband.
So true.
Tom Kierine was set out on the Channel 4.
Mr. Napkin's here.
Johnny Napkin.
Yes.
Nick
Hi.
Napkin.
I'm Johnny Napkin. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm being so
Mr.
Cute.
Napkin tonight.
So Tom Kierine is out in the Channel 4 weather vehicle.
Yes.
But when they
they put him in the car?
Yeah, but when he comes in on the car, it looks like he's in like a ransom video. And that's a good looking hi, little Michael. How are you?
How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing good. You'll love the way
Is that
Tom
a coffee mug with your son's face on it?
Yeah, you can buy it at MichaelMeraShow.com.
That's awesome.
And it says love.
Love and then
love.
Little Michael. Oh, isn't that
fantastic?
I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
You're fine.
Tom Kierine was in the ransom-looking vehicle today, the Channel 4 weather.
Oh, my God. Is that compressed duster?
That's compressed gas duster.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you.
What else do you have, Mike? You know what we're doing? We're doing Mike's visual vault.
Yeah.
Mike, you know what's going to suck is when we have an issue with the connection and we have to restart everything because you're doing shtick.
I know. Let's get on with the audio vault, please.
Yeah, get to it, Rob.
All right, so Tom Kierine
is that a MichaelMeraShow.com golf ball?
Hey. I thought they were all gone.
No, this is the one with the logo on it. No, they're not all gone. I've got a dozen left.
Well, he hit them around the house for Easter.
A dozen.
And if you find them all, you get Easter peeps.
What else do you have?
Oh, it looks like a screwdriver.
Oh, screwdriver.
Phillips head. Rob, just soldier on.
All righty.
Yeah.
Here's Tom Kierine in the Channel 4 weather vehicle. I think you'll like the way his voice finishes out this clip, Mike.
It is turned into a winter wonderland here now with daylight. So watch out. It is slippery. It's a very slick type of snow. If it is snow covered where you are, watch your footing and slow down because even though the streets are just wet, it is slippery here in northern Montgomery County.
Tom Kierine, clear your throat before you do the live shot.
And slow down because even though the streets are just wet.
They should park
that
vehicle.
And slow down because even though the streets are just wet.
But it is so awkward when they put the guy in the moving car.
Well, no. It's fine if they're in the middle of a blizzard and they've got the News 4 girl in there, right?
Yeah.
Or one of the guys because they're driving
what
slow.
What do you think causes that? I'm curious about that.
At defensive tackle, number 95.
Just goes to show, Mike, it happens to all the greats.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. You got any other toys there, Mike?
Just to have a little fun. All right. Been a goofy Tuesday.
You'll love this. This is Stephen Colbert last night brought up the fact that Chris Christie gave a hard time to Marco Rubio for repeating the same phrase four times during the debate, and then he put this together. I thought this was pretty good.
Chris Christie knows you can't just repeat yourself over and over again.
He kind of reminds me of the boy in the bubble.
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 The boy in the bubble. Let's get the boy in the bubble out of the bubble.
Wow.
Man.
It's February 8th, and apparently both of these guys are still celebrating Groundhog Day.
Found seven examples of him calling Marco Rubio.
They all do it. Don't
they
all do it?
Of course they do. Of course they do. Oscar, I know you like The Bachelor show.
I do.
On ABC, and this was the highlight of last night's show, where they all went to the Bahamas, and they call them the Bachelorettes? What do they call the ladies?
They'd be Bachelorettes,
The Bachelorettes, or Mike, more appropriately, Spinster.
The contestants.
The contestants went swimming with pigs.
I don't think anybody ever could have guessed this. I never would have, in a million years, thought that I would be swimming with pigs. In the Bahamas. They're pretty aggressive, like especially the bigger ones.
This is like a bar in Dallas. There's just pigs everywhere.
Some girls are holding like babies. Some girls are talking to them. Some girls are feeding them. Some girls are like making them chase them around. This is so fun.
If you had trouble while you were watching it, the pigs were on the left. the contestants on the right.
I DVR'd it. I'll have to watch
it. Okay, so you don't want to spoil alert or do
That's fine. It's
okay,
fine.
Olivia did not get the rose last night, despite the fact this was her quote. And I give this Bachelor Quote of the Week.
Deep intellectual things are just my jam.
Deep intellectual things are my jam.
Are my jam.
They're
deep
my jam.
Intellectual things.
Things are her jam.
She is pretty hot. That's why she get away with it.
Well, you know,
she get a rose. Though.
Enjoy this week because it's her last week. And Jimmy Kimmel weighing in his thoughts on Super Bowl 50.
Well, 112 million Americans watched the Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers. It was the third most watched Super Bowl ever. The Broncos won the game despite the fact that Puppy Monkey Baby had more yards passing than Peyton Manning. But what is the deal with some of these commercials? There were three different commercials for diarrhea, constipation, and toenail fungus. But enjoy your nachos, everybody. And
say, nachos sound good with the right music, though.
There it is.
Great song.
Michael Mayer, $500, baby.
That's right.
Hey, how about that, huh?
Who's a winner? Mikey's a winner.
There
That's
we
your
go.
Magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, email Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long. Everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.